able to do it, my friends. Oh, yes, I mean a boys' band, do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
It's time for the Thursday Night Music Club.
All right, doors are open. Come on in. We get into music with the Thursday Night Music Club. Dazzle and Danny D talks national releases, upcoming concerts, stuff like that, and shamelessly plugging his two books that are out, including Rock and Roll Miss and Long May You Run, the Neil Young biography, now in its second edition. We'll get there in a while, but Samantha Fisher from Play It Forward and local music promoter joins us first.
Hello.
How are you?
I was playing with this. What is this?
It's called a lamp.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
It's a lamp.
It's new, something new in the studio. Exciting.
That's been there since before I got here.
Oh. Somebody moved it.
Yeah. Not exactly Murder, She Wrote over there. Captain Upson. Can't think of her name. What's her name on the show? What's Angela Lansbury's character? Jessica Fletcher. Oh, my God.
Wow. Old school.
I'm not even 50 yet, and I'm fantasizing about soaking my feet into Epsom salt right now. Okay, let's get on with it. Let's start with your charitable stuff and play it forward, getting instruments into the hands of kids that wouldn't otherwise have a chance to do it. And you tirelessly go out and get funds and garner those instruments, get them to schools, get them to people. And it's when I grow up, I want to be just like you, only taller. So,
yes, only taller would be nice for me, too, sometimes. Play It Forward is amazing. I love this program.
Yeah, so
I really do.
So do I.
So a guy contacted me via the website. He was Google searching places to donate instruments in St. Louis. He came across Play It Forward and came to my work yesterday and bought me a beautiful keyboard with a stand, chords and everything.
Terrific.
So, I mean, that's just like a brand new keyboard. His name is Scott, so thank you, Scott. And another guy contacted today. And he has a bass guitar that he's actually going to bring to this studio. You're now officially a drop-off location.
Are we? That's fine. We'll be a drop-off
location. We'll play it forward. Well, he works in the area, so he said he would just swing by. I told him to leave it here. So that's a brand-new bass guitar. He said it's about a year old. Pretty excited about that.
Great. What are you looking for?
Everything and anything. All kinds of instruments.
Okay. What about upcoming?
Big show tomorrow night in Breeze, Illinois. Big Sticks with the Well Hungarians. Very excited. Sponsored by Jack Schmidt Ford in Collinsville. And we had a little issue finding a door guy to work for Play It Forward to collect the money. So we've bartered. Bandana's Barbecue in Collinsville is going to give him some, I don't know, half a rib or something. Half a pork. Half a pig. A slab.
Slab of ribs to work the door?
To work the door, and that's how we do it. Thank you, Bandana's in Collinsville.
All right, so everything settled. That's tomorrow night. What time?
9 o'clock.
Big Sticks in Breeze, Illinois.
Big Sticks in Breeze, Illinois. And they've been very gracious, that small town. It's right next to Germantown, Clinton County.
Right.
All that. Kathy, my girlfriend, and I, we went out there last week and plastered posters all over town. You know, we talked to Nancy at the Moto Mart.
Sure.
To all the people. And they did a nice little write-up in the Breeze Journal.
Nice.
Big time.
You're there, and that's tomorrow night, so don't miss out on that.
Yeah, we're hoping people will bring some instruments. And I made contact with a gentleman, a high school teacher at Granite City High School, and here's what their funding was for, here's what they gave him for the beginning of the year, $267, and told them to go purchase music for $267. So I told him.
For the whole high school.
For the whole high school. I mean, this is what I'm talking about. This is where it gets so, it's crazy, because how... What can you buy for $200? I can't even pay my electric bill for $267. I live in Illinois.
Wow.
Just saying.
Makes you think.
It kind of does.
PlayItForwardSTL.org. for more information tomorrow night. Big Sticks in Breeze, Illinois. All right, let's get on to some...
Are you yawning? Are we keep...
I hope so. I hope so. Let's get into the music, shall we? What do you got for us, Princess?
Here's one of my favorite people.
One of your favorite people?
Oh, you know I like a lot of people, but this guy is
You do say that about everybody.
I know. I'm a sweet person.
I love it. This is one of my favorite people. Then she goes on to butcher their names. And it's my favorite part. If you're playing the home game, you just keep like records. It's terrific.
Oh, so we're keeping score now. Okay, cool. All right, so it's Daniel Honeybaked Ham. I love that name.
Daniel Honeybaked Ham. That's the name of the band or the guy? Or
that's the name of the guy, Daniel Honeybaked Ham. I met him a couple of years ago. He plays with a buddy of mine, Johnny Fox, who you know. Daniel's got a great story. He only has been playing music for about maybe, I don't know, 4 or 6 years, something like that. Not very long.
Yeah, yeah.
Tragic accident with this young man. About 4 years ago, he lost a leg. He was in a car accident or fender bender, got out of the car, went to talk to the other guy, and then was struck by another car. So in his recovery and his time spiritually awakening of what was happening in his life, he picked up the guitar and he learned music. And I think that's really cool. And he's been a huge supporter of Play It Forward.
All right, why does he call himself Honeybaked Ham?
Because when he was a kid, he was Daniel Ham. So people would say, Daniel Honeybaked Ham. So he went with it.
I didn't know if it had something to do with the accident or...
I don't think
so. I didn't
know.
I didn't know.
No, but I like the name. I think it's kind of fun. And I like this guy a lot. He's actually a St. Louis native, just moved to Portland, Oregon. And his efforts in Portland are to recreate a Play It Forward type movement out there. So him and I are working on that together, which is really cool.
Awesome. Do we have music from Daniel Honeybaked Ham?
We do. This song was written at Duff's Garage in Portland, Illinois, or Portland, Oregon, excuse me. And it's called Back in St. Louis, and I like it.
Let's just do it. I'll start it up.
One called back in St. Louis, Daniel Honeybaked Ham. That's
Daniel Honeybaked Ham. And listen, he'll be here in St. Louis. You can catch him at the Halfway House Thursday, February 7th at 9 p.m. He's got
where
a full band.
I don't know.
That's on Carondelet somewhere.
Is it?
Yes. Okay. Cool little venue.
I didn't know where it was. All right. So more bands, more stuff. What are we doing?
Yes, we have. My glass.
Let me guess, one of your favorite people.
It is. I love this guy. Jason Garms is a very cool artist in St. Louis. He plays a lot of duo stuff called the Dynamic Jays all around town. I love all his music. Great guitar player. But he started a new little gig, and this is called Divine Union. This song is hot off the recording tracks. I mean, I think they put this together like 2 nights ago. You can catch him January 25th at the Town Lounge in O'Fallon, Illinois. Great little venue. Kathy and I have been there a few times. Packed it.
Wait a minute. You've been to a lounge before?
Yeah, Town Lounge.
Huh? Oh. It's in O'Fallon, Illinois, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. So he'll be there on the 25th.
Yes. And this band, Divine Union, you can get a lot of blues rock, bluegrass, jam, funk, reggae, jazz, soul, even a little hip hop.
Really?
Yeah, man. They're all over the place. They'll be going to Nashville later this year to record with Stephen. I don't even know how to pronounce that.
Probably Lewecki.
Lewecki.
Yeah, one of my favorite people.
You're so good at this. This is a great song from Jason Garms, Jesse Cruzen, and TJ Ray, On My Way.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's terrific.
I knew you'd love it. Jason Garms is amazing.
Divine Union. And the 25th, they'll be at the Town Lounge in O'Fallon, Illinois.
Yeah, and there's no cover to get into that venue. The show starts at 10 p.m. And you can check them out at ReverbNation.com for Divine Union. I like that new project, Jason. Sounding good.
ReverbNation.com.
Yes.
Right? Is that what you said?
I did. Okay. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Remember when I said Spotfly and it was Spotify?
Spotify. There's no L in
there.
Oh.
So I said it again wrong.
Yeah.
Sue me.
You're going to have to sell a consonant. All right. Let's, let's get one more, can we? What do you want to do?
Here's something kind of different that we don't get to talk about too much. Jeremy Davenport, great jazz artist, born and raised in St. Louis.
One of my favorite people.
Are you going to say that every time now?
Well, actually, in this
particular... Because I'm just going to say that I love everybody.
Actually, in this particular case, Jeremy and I are old friends.
Are you really?
So, yes.
Oh. Well, he's playing at the Sheldon on...
Saturday, February 2nd.
Thank you, at 8
p.m. It's right there in the big...
In the big bold.
In the big bold type.
Sheldon Concert Venue. Love it. Ticketmaster 534-1111 for tickets. Tickets are going for, I think, $40, $30, and $15. $15 must be like in the aisle or something upstairs.
His mom was my daughter's music teacher.
Yes, I hear his family is extremely musical. And I think he believed he was going to stay in St. Louis and play with the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra and took off to New Orleans.
Well, he did, and he's got the club in the Ritz-Carlton. That's his home club. So when you're down in New Orleans, you go see him play there like five nights a week.
Yes.
And when Katrina hit and all those guys got put out, Lester Miller, who owned Bush's Grove at the time when that was jumping, not only brought him in and booked him for an open-ended engagement, but brought all of his New Orleans players with him, and they were the house band at Bush's Grove on Clayton Road for a couple of months.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great story, and a good guy, too.
Yeah, I looked at his website. He looked really familiar. I think I've seen him somewhere before, maybe here in St. Louis.
Well, he was in Harry Connick's band. He was a trumpet player for Harry Connick for a long time.
Yes, I read that on his website. So That's good musician cred.
Also, one of the sexiest men or most eligible bachelors in one of the issues of People magazine a few years back.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he was cute. I
gave him a rash of crap over that.
Oh, well, he's a good-looking guy. I was looking at his pictures today.
In the right light. It's amazing what Photoshop can do now.
I know all about that.
But a terrific guy.
And a better entertainer.
And
he's in St. Louis on February 2nd. So at the Sheldon Concert Venue, you can go to Sheldon.org for tickets and go check it out.
All right. So we'll go out with some Jeremy Davenport. Don't forget, Play It Forward, STL.org. And tomorrow, Breeze, Illinois at Big Sticks, right?
Yeah, I hope they don't throw us out of Breeze, Illinois.
No, they won't. And I want to see a lot of people there with their instruments. Drop those off as well. And I guess you can bring them by the radio station also, as we're now a drop-off point.
Because we are now officially KTRS, a drop-off officially.
Thank you, honey. Good to see you.
Good to see you, as always, my friend, John Carney. And I'll see you next week. And I just want to mention real quick, Mardi Gras is around the corner. So that's why we're playing this song, Jambalaya, from Jeremy Davenport. Mm-hmm. But Play It Forward will also have a beer and hurricane booth February 9th on the parade day. So come on by and we'll fill you up with your alcoholic beverage needs. Can we say that on the air?
Needs, yes. Absolutely. Okay. Thank you, darling. It is 11:24. When we come back, Dazzling Danny D, we'll take a look at the national music scene. What's coming out and who's coming to town that you'll want to catch? Stick around. The Thursday Night Music Club rolls on.